I set my own stopwatch just to make sure we get a fair time hearing. Jobs, $16 million, more money, $2.5 million per mile, $15 billion in tax revenue to the state of New Hampshire. What are we going to do with the money? It's your money. What are we going to do with it? You know, 25 years ago, this project was before us, and the state of New Hampshire said, no, not in the North Country, not against our views. Mary Lee, I think that you need to make this painful to anybody that proposes the taking that they've taken from you. Monetarily painful to erect something that steals the extrinsic value from you. $15 billion. This is something that the governor, who's not here right now, needs to get on the right side of. He needs to say, let's put this power line in existing corridors. Let's put it underground, or let's put it underwater. It can all be done. We're receiving a benefit from it. The Northern Bypass folks are receiving a benefit from it. Everybody gets what they want. Somebody has to pay for it. We're getting tax revenue. Let's use that to offset and mitigate the problems this thing is creating, or it's scattered and premature. You know, 25 years ago, there was a movie that had just come out called Wall Street. Ironically, public service in New Hampshire was headquartered in Wall Street. Gordon Gekko is alive and today in Northern Bypass. Let's send him a message that greed is not good. Green is good. Let's preserve the state of New Hampshire from now into the future with the foresight our forefathers had 25 years ago to say no, not through our most sacred and valuable resource. 32 seconds left. I want everybody to think about this. Existing corridors, I-91, I-93, Connecticut River, beside the Connecticut River, underground. Make a snowmobile trail. We were close to that 15 years ago. Let's get it done. Underground, underwater, inexisting, or unapproved. That's what this needs to be. Thank you.